The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, or ACCC, has just released a 619-page report on the power and impact of digital platforms, namely Google and Facebook, on the news business, the conduct of journalism, and the media market. In a country of 25 million, the numbers that Google and Facebook now control are absolutely extraordinary. Over 19.2 million Australians use Google searches a month, 17.3 million use Facebook, 17.6 million watch YouTube, which is owned by Google, and 11.2 million access Instagram, which is also owned by Facebook. Peter Frey from UTS's Centre for Media Transition asked Rob Sims, the chairman of the ACCC, if Facebook and Google are all that bad for Australia.
I don't think we ever said it was a bad thing. No, we were at pains in the report, and of course these sort of things never get reported, to point out that there's been enormous benefits from both Google and Facebook. They do provide services people value. They have been innovative, so we're not questioning any of that. We are simply saying that their reach is considerable, as you've just mentioned. They're in a very dominant position. They clearly have substantial market power. And when you have substantial market power, that brings other things into play that would not be there if you did not have substantial market power. So it brings in the incentive and ability to preference their own businesses, to preference their own advertising business. It also means that they become essential gateways for the media companies, but none of the media companies individually are essential for Facebook or Google. So there's a very unequal bargaining position. So what we're trying to do is remedy all the problems that have emerged, because yes, they've brought fantastic innovation and many benefits, but with that massive power and reach has come a range of problems which need to be addressed.
Do you think we've been a little bit asleep at the wheel as they've grown and grown and grown? I mean,
well, it's not clear what could have been done to do things differently up to this point. What we're trying to do is come up with recommendations that deal with the problems. And some of this is so difficult to see and complex that it really did take an 18-month study to get to the bottom of it.
And that's the gist of your report, really, isn't it? I mean, in essence, this is a treatise on market power and market control. One of the things that you stopped short of recommending was some form of content tax on Google and Facebook to fund journalism. And, of course, that would have been very popular in media circles and journalism circles. Why did you stop at that?
Well, we didn't, actually. The terminology here does get confusing, but we've recommended a code of conduct, which sounds pretty weak, because there's a range of codes of conduct which are not enforceable, there's no penalties if you breach them, and completely voluntary. The code of conduct we've recommended here is compulsory, enforceable, and large penalties would apply. So what we have in mind is that I don't think we as regulators, whether it's the ACCC or ACMA, would know how to, certainly at what level to impose that fee and exactly how to do it. So this is one of those things where it's much better if it's negotiated and then ACMA can come in and arbitrate.
That was Rob Sims, the chairman of the ACCC, speaking there with Peter Frey.